Auckland's Radio.
I'm about to have a conversation with Jenny Seagrove, who is, of course, the actress, the animal activist, and all-round lovely person. Hello, Jenny.
I don't know who you're talking about. Is that my twin sister?
It's definitely
Jenny
you,
Seagrove.
Jenny. It's definitely you. I've done my research.
You know what, Alex? You've gone up so... I mean, you were always high in my ratings, but Mamma Mia is just such a fun show, and to say you've been to it 16 times and you want to go again, yes.
I thought I'd lost you at that point, but clearly not.
Good man.
Genuinely seen it 16 times. 2 hours of pure escapism, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
I know.
I'd love to... We're going to talk about the Main Chance Sanctuary, which is in Compton in Surrey. You are the founder, of course, Jenny, and I'd like to talk about a fundraising event you've got coming up, but I'd also like people to learn a little bit more about the sanctuary's work, if that's okay. Could you just very briefly describe the purpose of the sanctuary and its purpose?
Gosh, briefly. That's a challenge for me. We've got 33 rescued horses, and they've been rescued from abuse, abandonment, neglect, you name it, and they've all had a really horrid time. And they've come to us. We don't rehome them, and I've always had a passion that horses should have another purpose in life as well as being ridden. And that is as healers and teachers. So it's our community herd. I call it our healing herd. And we have people from, like, the Queen Elizabeth Care Home with dementia coming in and just spending time with the horses and the hens and our rescue dog. And we have young children, very, very sick children in wheelchairs. We have kids from schools who need a bit of help with life's ups and downs, as a lot of young people do nowadays. And we have just ordinary people coming who just want to spend time with the horses because something magical happens when you spend time with our horses.
I know. I think you'll understand the question. Were you a horsey person before you got involved with this?
I'm an animal person. I grew up with dogs, and I learnt to ride. Of course I did. You know, I was a little girl. I learnt to ride. and you either go for dolls or ponies. I went for ponies. And then I didn't ride for years, because when you're an actress, you have to be careful you don't fall off and break something. And then 8 years ago, I started Main Chance. It was a pure accident. Somebody I knew had collected a lot. There's no better word for it. She'd collected a lot of animals, and they ran out of money. And one day she rang me. She said, "They haven't eaten for 4 days. What do I do?" And I said, without knowing what I was letting myself in for, "It's fine. We'll start a charity. I'll take responsibility now." So I took responsibility for 40 horses, a goat, sheep, a cow, you name it, dogs, cats, hens, geese. And after about 6 months, I rehomed 20 of the horses plus all the other animals to another sanctuary, and I was left with 20 horses.
Uh-huh.
And we sort of went from there. We came to Guildford because they were being chucked out of the place they were in Kent because nobody had paid the bills. And I found this wonderful man who gave us this site free of charge for 5 months, and then said, "Actually, would you like to buy it?" And I laughed because I don't have that kind of money, but I had a flat in London that I sold, and I persuaded two other people who happened to be trustees and friends to put in the money. So we bought it, and it's there for the charity to use, and they've got a 25-year lease, and we don't charge them rent because essentially we bought it for the charity. And so all the animals moved over to us. And I then set about thinking, right, how do we survive? These horses need a purpose, but they can't be ridden, and I don't want them ridden, and I don't like them being rehomed, because I don't know who I can find. I'm sure there are wonderful, in fact, I know there are wonderful horse owners out there, but I can't guarantee that a horse won't come from the frying pan and jump into the fire. And I thought, right, if I have a healing herd of horses who've been abused and they come here and they've suddenly found heaven and they're living naturally in herd groups with friends, because horses have wonderful social lives, what am I going to do? So I started taking some of our Shetland ponies to the Chase Hospice, and the effects were wonderful. So then the Chase started coming here, and then other children started coming here, and then more adult people started coming, and now we've got enough money that we've got a community coordinator who sees. We're totally oversubscribed now. I also created something called our Chance to Be program, which is a mindfulness-based program, but with the horses at its heart. Because if you say to a teenager, you know, a grunting at you at the age of 13 or 14,
yes,
can you please sit for 3 minutes and meditate, they'll look at you and laugh and twitch and pull bales of straw out and, you know, chatter and giggle. But if you take them out into the horses and say you want to be next to horses, right, you've got to breathe, you've got to be aware of your breathing, you've got to listen to the sounds, in other words, you've got to become mindful, you've got to be calm. Uh-huh. They do it, and then the horses come to them, and they go, wow.
Oh, magic.
And then the magic starts to happen, because when you connect with horses on that level, it's amazing.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. I have to say, in the New Year's Honours list, do they dish out sainthoods, Jenny?
My horses, they should do.
No, I was thinking about you, actually.
Oh, no. But then my staff and volunteers should have sainthood. They're just amazing.
Just so I really understand, are the horses donated? Do you buy them or do you claim them because they're being badly looked after?
It's a mixture. We don't buy them. We never buy them. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have to turn horses away. There are so many in trouble and it breaks our hearts because we have a responsibility to what we've got. Some of them have been picked up from the side of the road. We've got three who arrived with us at the age of about 3 or 4 months who were by the side of the A3. People tell us about them.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some of the original herd that we rescued. We've got people who literally, one pony we took in, it was 45 minutes before the vet was coming to put it down. Because they had no other option. And we went, no, it's fine. We'll come and get it.
Yeah.
So it's all sorts of things.
Okay, I'd love you to just, I'd love to bring it to, what brought it to life for me this morning was I went onto your website and I looked at this little page about four mares that you'd adopted and brought into the organisation.
Yeah.
And there was a small video of them coming off the horse truck or whatever you call it. And it lifted my heart, I have to tell you. You could see the horses, they'd just won the lottery, but they didn't know it, but they sensed it.
Bless them. We've had them now for about 18 months. They were in a field, literally just in a field. They'd been completely neglected. There were five of them, and one of them had to be put down because she'd developed laminitis.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a deliberate neglect. It was just that the old boy who owned them got too old.
Yeah,
and he never went to see them. Yeah. He never interacted with them. So they were sort of feral when they arrived.
Can you tell us about the Shetland project as well, which I think you're going to launch at the fundraising event?
I'm really excited about this. Shetland ponies live on the Shetland Islands. That's their indigenous area of habitat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sparse foraging for them. They come down into lush northern or southern England, where we've planted the best nutritious grass we can find. And they get overweight, they get laminitis, they get colic, they get all sorts of things. So we think we're quite groundbreaking. I don't think anybody's ever tried this, but we've taken probably a 10-acre area. We've stripped all the grass out of it, all the lush Surrey grass, and we've planted it with very, 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 the lowest grade grass we can find.
Yeah.
We've also planted heathers and gorses, and we've given them a woodland area, and we've got a meet and greet, because our Shetlands do so much work in the community. So it's going to be a bespoke area for our Shetland herd, where hopefully they'll be able to graze freely without us fearing that they're going to get laminitis or be overweight.
Fantastic. Let's just talk. I mean, this must cost a fortune.
It does cost a fortune.
It has to. And in a competitive world for funding in charities nowadays, are you continuously on the edge? Or do you manage to keep back a little bit?
We're actually amazingly... we've managed to get a year's contingency put aside.
Good.
It's been hard work, but if anything happened, we've now got a year's money in the bank so that if anything happened, we could take care of the horses and wind everything down.
Excellent.
We're safe. We're good. We're not on the edge. Yeah. I've got an amazing team who work so hard.
Yeah. So what are your prime ways of... I mean, obviously, we'll talk about the funding event in a second. What are the other ways you collect money?
We get grants. Surrey Community Foundation has been amazing to us. And, you know, we've got grants from Animal Friends Charity Arm. We've got Pet Plan Insurance Charity Arm and local donors. We've got a sponsor, a horse scheme. We've got Friends of Main Chance Scheme. We've been doing events till all of my friends see me coming and walk in the other direction. Every year we have a Christmas lunch and a Christmas carol concert. Every year we have our big open day. We've got open days on the first Sunday of every month, but we don't charge for those.
Have you got a full-time fundraiser in play?
Sorry?
Have you got a full-time fundraiser on
the
payroll?
No, but funny enough, it's been me.
It's been you.
And actually the team do a huge amount, but I've done all the events thus far and helped co-write the grants. And we've just been given a grant to get a corporate stroke event fundraiser. We've been doing really, really well without it, I'm proud to say.
Well, I just have
to salute my team, who are amazing, and not just our manager, Abby, but the volunteers who turn up at the events and give their time and do our Share a Shetty Day and do our corporate visits. And
how many volunteers do you have?
Active volunteers, probably about 60-something.
Oh, that's good.
But there's a hardcore of about 15.
They come every week.
We've got more than come every week.
Yeah.
But these 15, they go above and beyond. They are just amazing. They turn up at events.
Wonderful.
They're just amazing.
Tell me about the 18th of August, otherwise we're going to miss
the 18th of August is what we call our big family fun day.
Yeah.
And our doors open at 12 and they'll shut at 5. And we've got, he's been a friend of mine for years, Michael Crawford, the actor.
Hi, yes.
Coming.
How did you pull that off?
Project.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't appear anywhere nowadays, but that's fantastic.
Yeah, well, he loves what we're doing. He loves the fact that we help children who need help. And he didn't hesitate, bless him.
And will people have an opportunity?
He's usually abroad, so this time it's worked. Yeah. So I'm just thrilled a bit.
Will people have an opportunity to say hello to him?
Oh, I'm sure he will. I'm sure
fantastic.
He'll say hello. He's a lovely man. Lovely, lovely man.
Selfies all over the place.
It'll be around about 1:30-ish.
Yeah.
1:30. But the afternoon, people can mooch around and go and say hello to the horses. They can watch videos. There's going to be tractor rides and a nature trail. And we're part of the Purple Poppy Appeal. And that's remembering animals who've given their lives in service in the First World War, the Second World War, and continue to give their lives in service.
Mm-hmm.
So every time anyone buys a purple poppy pin, the money goes to 5 or 6 equine charities, of which we're one. And so they're coming on the day, because the Purple Poppy Day, I think it's August the 23rd. They're going to have a present. So if anyone comes and want to buy a purple poppy, they can.
Yeah.
And there's just loads. I think we've got a beer and a Pimm's tent and a barbecue and all sorts of things.
Well, I'm encouraging people to get on your website, where they will get the details. On the 18th of August from 12 noon to 5 p.m, the fundraising event for Main Chance.
And we've got early bird prices, so if anyone wants
you do
to
at the
book
moment,
in
yeah,
advance,
yeah,
they'll get a little discount.
Well, I just want to say you've been really difficult to interview, Jenny. Couldn't get anything out of you. It's been like dragging the blood out of a stone. I want to thank you very much. You're fantastic to spend time with. I wish you lots of luck. I'm now beginning to understand how much you put into this. You're not a founder by title. You're a founder and a maintainer.
Alex, have a look at our little video on the website. Do me a favour, just go and have a look at that, and you'll get a flavour of the work we do.
Fantastic. Good to talk to you.
That'll lift
Thanks
your
for
heart
coming
as well,
on.
I promise you.
Thank you. All the
Cheerio,
best.
Cheerio. Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Radio.